Yeah, let's talk more about your basketball game. You say turn it over a lot.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know how many we had tonight. It really handicaps you.
I could tell you.
I'm sure you could, but, you know, you made a run. It took you 6 minutes to score.
Yeah.
It was 11 to nothing, but then in the next 2 minutes, you score 8 points, and you look up at the end of the first 8 minutes, it's 11-8.
We finished that quarter just fine. Like you said, we started off. We had really good looks inside and high-percentage shots, like I say, but they just weren't falling. And I think our confidence kind of went down a little bit. But I think I called a timeout, or I had a chance to talk to the girls. I said, we need to finish hard. And, you know, a couple of them, you know, went down, and the girls' confidence went back up. And like you said, we finished the quarter in contention. I think it was 13-11 or something like at the end of the quarter. Is that right?
11-8.
Yeah, 11-8.
Three-point game.
Yep.
And, you know, and then they made a little mini run at the second, but still you got some late points at the end of the first half, and it was 27-16.
Yep.
So you're down only 11 despite the turnovers in the first half. What'd you tell the gals in the locker room?
Well, I tell the girls all the time, basketball is a game of runs, and we have to find a way, if the other team is making a run on us, to stop them. And then we need to, you know, make a run every once in a while and put them on their backs. And I just tell them, you got to keep your head up, stay positive, and we can get back in this game. I told them, we have a lot of good shots, they're just not falling. If we just, you know, take care of the ball, quit turning the ball over, you know, have some confidence in our shots, we can get back in this game. And I just say, keep your head up and, you know, stay positive.
I looked at the box score from Saturday night, 76-71 win over Carroll. You talk about getting good shots. Your team made a high percentage of shots in that win. Congratulations. I'm sure that had to feel good.
Oh, very good. I was pretty emotional. I had a lump in my throat. You know, the girls are very emotional. It's 3.5 years since they, you know, last won a basketball game varsity-wise. So, you know, I was very proud of the girls.
I want to talk about this team because you're still young, and your JV team has won 4 of 5 games so far this year. Your thoughts on not only this season, but the great grand picture and what these young girls have to do to get us going in that right direction.
Well, I think we are going in that right direction, starting with the group we have at the varsity level. We go out every single practice, and, you know, our motto this year is to get better every day. Every drill we do, every game we have, we wanna try and to improve and get better every day. And like you said, our JV is doing, you know, great right now. You know, we have a lot of freshmen coming up and playing JV. So if you look at, you know, we have them for another 3 years after this year. But even going down to the 7th and 8th grade level and like the 3rd and 4th and 6th grade level, that's where we need to stress the fundamentals and the passion for the game. And hopefully our numbers continue to stay like they are. And like I said, I think we're going in the right direction. We just need to keep improving every day.
Let's talk about tonight's game specifically. I know you have some of the stats in front of you, but turnovers aside, who do you think played a pretty good basketball game here tonight?
I probably have to go to Ariel Bazzoni and Rachel Bazzoni. They stayed aggressive the whole game. Offensively, they were creating shots. They were getting on loose balls. I had Ariel trying to guard Morgan White. And she got in foul trouble in the first half, so I couldn't play her as much as I wanted to, like in the third quarter. But she finished the game without fouling out. So those two did a good job of creating some shots and being aggressive. I know Miranda was being aggressive too. Her shots were just not falling tonight. We didn't have anyone make a three-pointer. And if you look back our last two games, we were shooting a high percentage three-point shots. So, you know, if you don't make shots and we give up 50 plus points and we have that many turnovers, which I'm not going to say on air, I told the girls after the game, it's going to be tough to win a game giving up that many points and then turning the ball over that much. So we have to get back to practice, you know, go over the film, see what we did right, see what we did wrong, and then get back to work.
The great Larry Parman of Storm Lake High School, who coached back in the day, says every turnover equals 1 point for the other team. And you just can't have that. But what we can do is look ahead to Friday night at home against Emmitsburg. Yeah,
we can. I told the girls these next two games are going to tell us what kind of team we are. You know, coming off a big win, you know, we're trying to ride that wave of you know,
emotion
and momentum. You know, I thought our girls came pretty confident. We had a really good practice. And I said, these next two games, we can hang with both of them, we can compete with both of them, and we can win if we come to ready to play. And we didn't get the job done today here in Estevel, but we're back at home, our home court, and we should be able to take care of business against Emmitsburg.
I really appreciate you coming up, and congrats on that win Saturday night. Best of luck this coming Friday.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.